This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So we're back again with the Sue Free Show, and I am so excited because I'm not alone today. The last couple shows I've been alone, not really alone because the Lord's always with me. How about you? But I've been kind of a solo, and it's because I felt there was something that needed to be said. But today we're going to go in another direction because we follow the Holy Spirit, and for some reason, today is the day that we have this guest on our show, and it's very exciting because this girl is so full of life and so young and has such a talent. I've heard her in church, and she sent me some songs that I just listened to on my droid, and I'm amazed. And one of the names of the songs is Butterflies, and that's so appropriate for me, as you guys know, because of E. coli and powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, and to listen to the words and everything, it's an amazing song. I just love the music and I love the words. And Nicole Croteau, did I say that right?
Hey, yes, you did.
Woo-hoo! Said it right. It's so musical, just like she is. And it's I said, how do you say your name? Because it's not like it's spelt. So it's French.
It is. It's French.
Yes. This young lady is just so beautiful, and she has with her her sister and her mother, who are also beautiful, and they're all musical. They're all, the whole family is musical, and that's just so wonderful, isn't it? I just think that's the most amazing thing, to stay together and to do something together, and to bring God all the glory. That's the amazing thing.
It's so much fun having them and my whole family being involved with me and my music and the gifts that the Lord's given me. You know, it's definitely a family gift, I think.
Yes. So you're 19 years old.
I am. I'm 19
and
years
amazing
old.
Things are happening for you right now.
Yes. God is just blowing my mind. He's opening doors, you know, one door after another. And it's just been amazing to see what he has planned. Definitely outdid anything that I could have ever imagined.
So. Right. And he says he'll do that.
Yeah.
Right. And he gave you a gift, and you're using your gift.
Yeah, and that was definitely a big step for me, because when I was younger, I was so stage fright. I couldn't even get on stage. Yeah, so God really had to break down those walls for me to...
And he did that amazingly well, because I've seen you at church, and you have such grace and such calmness in your spirit. And your voice is just amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And your words are fantastic also. And that's really something. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Nicole. That is, on a personal note, I dance. When I dance, I compete, and I have to pick a song. And I have been looking for a song to compete to, and I want it to be a Christian song. I don't want to just take a secular song and dance to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have been searching and searching and searching. So what I'd like to do with this new album is I want to see if there's a song on there. Would you mind if I competed?
I would love that so much.
I would too, because I'm really looking for a song that has such a wonderful message. You practice so much with a song that it really gets into your spirit.
Definitely, yeah.
I've talked on the show before about we are what we hear. We are what we eat.
Yeah.
And when I was a young mother, I always had my children listening to Christian music. And I know that that has stayed with them.
Yeah.
Were you raised with Christian music?
Yes, I definitely was.
Yes.
In a Christian home, always with Christian music. And I totally 100% agree with you that it's like, I always say, music bypasses the head and goes straight to the heart.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't even realize it's ministering to you when it really is. So I definitely think it's so important to always be feeding your soul with that positive and that life instead of, you know, tearing yourself down. So
that's
definitely.
Right. That's
message
so
is so
right.
important.
So I'm really interested. Okay, you were born in Thousand Oaks, but then you left and you went to
Montana.
Yes, and you were in Montana until?
I was in Montana from the time I was about 2 years old until I graduated high school, actually. And then I went from Montana to a school in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So I was there growing up, all growing up. Yeah, spent all my childhood there and made lots of good memories. So I love Montana.
So when did you discover that you had a voice and that you, when did that happen? How young were you?
Honestly, ever since I can remember, I've always sang, and I can actually remember doing shows for my great-grandparents. They passed away a couple years ago, but that was something growing up that was always just such a memory for me. And every time I'd come to visit California, they would always ask me and my sister to get up, will you guys do a show for us? And I was like, you know, of course. So definitely since I can remember, I really started getting involved with the worship team at my church, actually, when I was in about seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And then from then on, just my involvement grew and grew and grew. So it's been as long as I can remember.
I was reading your bio, and there's a time when you entered a contest?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
About 2 years ago, I was in the Colgate Country Showdown in Montana. And the Country Showdown is something they actually do nationally all over the U.S., but I went to state level for Montana, and it was the first kind of competition I had ever really done with my music. It was the first time, actually, that I had ever performed a song that was my song in front of people, in front of a large audience. So it was definitely a stretch for me, but I actually ended up taking fourth place in the competition, and it was amazing and super fun, and, you know, it was really awesome. So
first time doing it, and you took fourth place. Out of how many people?
There was about 200 contestants.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking
for
me, but it was awesome.
You must have been so nervous.
I was pretty nervous, but, you know, like we had mentioned earlier, my whole family's involved, and my sister was up there, of course, singing harmonies with me.
Aww.
And it's always reassuring to have her standing next to me, and she's kind of like my armor bearer. That's what I like to call her.
Aww. Yeah, so. And her name is Olivia.
Yes, Olivia.
And then you have a brother named Tony.
I do, yes.
Right.
My older brother and younger sister. So.
And you all play together in this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, my brother plays the drums.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the best drummers I've ever heard in my life, and I'm not just saying that because he's
sure,
my brother.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna say. Yeah.
And then my sister sings harmony, and you know, she's the one that reminds me of my own lyrics to my songs when I forget them, which is surprisingly something I do quite often, so it's awesome.
Wow. Okay, you also Press Play.
Yes.
What is play. That's a band or
yeah Press Play.
I'm not familiar with
Press
that
Press Play
one.
Has been around for probably 15 years. It started in the Dream Center.
Oh, I'm familiar with the Dream Center.
Okay, awesome, yeah.
Yes, I've had them on the show.
Oh, really awesome.
Yes.
So Dave Hanley is the lead guy of Press Play.
Okay.
And this summer I started singing with them, and it's just been amazing. We've gotten to tour all over the U.S., really, and that's been an incredible experience for me. So,
you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we have a special guest. She sings and she writes her own music, and she's only 19 years old as right now, Nicole Croteau, and we're talking about her life. We're going to talk about the Lord, how the Lord has played such a wonderful role. She says he's just taken all of this much more than she could have done on her own, of course, and more than she could have imagined. And isn't that what God does? Isn't God good? We were just talking about Press Play, and you just traveled to Asia?
Yeah, I went to India.
India?
Yes.
Okay, and how was that?
It was the only word that I can come up with is life-changing and indescribable, really. It was
so
amazing.
Give us a story of what was so amazing there, because I've heard other people tell stories.
Yeah,
you know, we think we've got troubles and trials, mm-hmm, and tribulations, and then you go to one of these places and you're just going, wow, my troubles are so small.
So true, yeah.
And not always are our troubles small, but when you look at this, it's all relative, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
And you look at that and they don't have water, or they, mm-hmm, don't have a place to sleep or whatnot. So
definitely.
Is there a story that you can remember that really is just that tugged on your heart?
Yeah, definitely. We got the opportunity when we were in India, we were working with Gospel for Asia, and we got to go to these Bridge of Hope centers. And basically what that is, it's like a school that they actually put in the middle of the slums for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids there, if they live in the slums, they don't have the opportunity to get an education. So we would go to these Bridge of Hope centers, and I can remember one specific day when we went, and I was just so overtaken by love for these little, especially the little girls. They're just so beautiful and so full of life. And I'd really started to hang out with a couple of the little girls. And I can remember being with them at the Bridge of Hope Center. And it's not like what you would expect. It's really dirty and small and little, but they just love being there. They love being there. And I can remember leaving that day and driving through the slums to go back to our hotel and driving by this little blue tarp that was actually somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And it was probably 8x8, tiny, tiny little thing. And the two little girls that I had been hanging out with earlier that day walked out right as we were driving by and started chasing our car. And I can remember thinking, that's where they go home to every night. And it just broke my heart. And God just really started speaking to me in that moment just how important it is for us to get out of our comfort zone and help them, you know. And so I think God really imparted in me just a love for the Indian people, and what they have to go through on a daily basis is just incredible, you know, compared to here in the U.S.
We have it so great, don't we?
We so do.
And yes. We should not take it for granted.
Yes. Amen.
Right. Nicole, can you talk a little bit about your relationship with the Lord and why you chose to use your music to express that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think there comes a time, especially when you're raised in a Christian home, where you get to a certain age and you kind of have to choose to either own it for yourself or let it be your parents' relationship with the Lord and never really hold on to that. And that place came for me about 3 years ago, when the Lord was really like, Nicole, you need to either proclaim my name and live for me, or, you know, he says it's better to know than to not know, basically. And so I chose, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it full force, and I'm going to give you my everything and surrender everything that I have. And from that, God really put this desire in my heart to use my music to tell people about my relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been the coolest experience, because he's shown me not only that he's my savior and my king, but also that he's my best friend and the love of my life and my first love. And so through my music, I think that's really the best way that I can tell people about my relationship with him, because it's just so easy for me to put it in words in a song than it is for me to sit here and talk to you face to face. I think it just shows so much more of my heart.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really why I chose music to express my relationship with the Lord, and just what a blessing it is and what a gift that he allows us to have that communion with him. I think it's just amazing. So definitely.
So what is a day like for you when you wake up in the morning? You know, you know, we're supposed to be in the Word. We're supposed to be reading his Word and praying and all those good things. So explain to the people listening, because everybody's at a different place. They're all walking at a different pace.
Right.
So what is it like for you?
Well, for me, like you said, we're supposed to be in the Word day to day. And that's my favorite one-liner is, if you don't have the character to back your call, you're eventually going to fall. And I think the character in that quote that it's talking about, it comes really from your personal time with the Lord, your devotional time with the Lord. So for me, that's so important. And obviously, like, I'm not perfect, obviously. So every day, it's a choice for me to wake up and to say, you know what, I'm going to go spend my 10 you know, minutes or an hour with the Lord, depending on the day. But it's really important to me that I make that in every single day. And right now I'm reading Your Utmost for His Highest, and I've been reading it. It's a year devotional book. So every day I read a page of that, and then I do, you know, my Bible reading. And I've been reading a lot of Isaiah recently, and John. And so it's just really important for me. I think what I've learned is that the more that I do that, the more the Lord blesses those times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's so faithful. So if you're faithful with your time that you give him, he's going to meet you where you're at, but even exceed your expectations 10 times more than you thought. You know, every day in your quiet time, he has something he wants to speak to you. So I think for me, it's like, wow, Lord, I did not expect for you to just blow my mind this morning in this 10-minute devotion,
right.
You know? So
right.
It's cool. I think he always has things for us. Definitely.
Absolutely. And we just have to be ready, you know, and expecting it. Yeah. There's an expectation that comes with that. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you're just tuning in, I just want to let you know that if you are listening to this and there's someone you want to share this show with, what you can do is we have the Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. You can go on there. You can share it with your friends. Please get on my email. There's podcasts on there. So we're going to share a song of Nicole's in a little while. So be ready for that because it's going to be great. She has 12 songs on this new album that's coming out. When is it coming out?
It's coming out Tuesday, March 13th.
Oh, my goodness. So right around the corner. So this new album, the good thing about it is there's a lot of love songs on there.
Yes, there are.
And the love song, who are you talking about? Who's your love?
My first love. It's my relationship with Jesus Christ. And he really inspires that love song, those love songs that you're going to hear on the album. You know, they're just all about really him. And I think the cool thing is, though, is that if you're listening to them, they could really relate to a relationship that you have in your life. So for somebody that maybe doesn't get quite the intimate part of the relationship you can have with Jesus, they can still relate to the songs, you know, because it really very much is he's your best friend and you can love him, you know, like I love my mom or my dad. Like there's just this intimate love, you know. It's different because it's a lot deeper and he's never going to leave you and he's never going to fail you. But it's definitely that love that you can hold on to. So, yeah.
Right. So you can tune in now. If you have to leave your car or whatnot, you can go to KKLA.com. You can click on and listen live right here, right now. So don't stay in your car. You don't need to if you want to hear her song that's going to come up. So we're going to keep going here and talk a little bit more about her life. Okay, you know, she's 19 years old, and here this whole world is opening up to her. She's got the talent. God gave her that talent. You know, we each have our talents and our gifts. Are you using yours? If you are not, you need to. And, you know, if you're feeling down, the best thing to do when you're feeling down is to help someone else. And how do you do that? You just look for an opportunity. Ask God to show you an opportunity where you can help somebody else. And when you do that, you'll be lifted up because that's what it's about. We're here to help one another. Mm. So be a blessing to someone today. Just step out of your comfort zone. Nicole was talking about, you know, it was uncomfortable for her to sing in public. And then all of a sudden, look what she's doing now. Isn't it amazing what God can do? So, in your day-to-day routine, you talked about what you do, and I think that's really encouraging for people because, you know, people say, well, where do I get started if you're a new Christian? It's like, where do you get started? You know, where do you start in the Bible? What scriptures or what book? And I don't understand this New Testament, Old Testament, and all of these things.
Right, totally, yeah.
Yeah, so if and I'm sure you talk to new people because you said that you really enjoy the youth.
Yes,
you,
I do.
Yes, and you've got a position now in your current church.
Right.
Yes. And that position is what?
I'm a youth staff on
Isn't
Wednesday
that amazing?
Night. Yes, it's awesome. It's definitely a blessing. I love working with the youth. So
absolutely. I do, too. I just love those kids. They're just so open.
They are.
Right?
It's such a moldable age. It's such a teachable age. And I think it's crucial that we're there for them, you know, at that age. I can remember when I was, you know, junior high school and always wanting that older sister almost or motherly figure to look up to. It was so important to me. So
right. So now you're that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's wonderful. And how wonderful that is that you can witness to them. And do you have any stories there? Anything that comes to mind and put you on the spot?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Just recently something happened to me.
Tell us.
You know, through working with the youth, it's been really cool because my tendency is to relate my own life to these girls and to talk to them about things that I've gone through in the past and really try to help them through what they're going through now. And recently I had a girl approach me and talk to me about how she was in a relationship with a guy and she's in high school. She thinks she's a sophomore or something. And they broke up and she was just having a really hard time with it. And I was able to kind of, you know, how we talked about the love songs that I had written to the Lord. God is just, it's so humbling because he's really allowing me to use these songs and this testimony that I have to really help these girls through what they're going through. So I was able to talk to her just about how that guy can't ever make her happy like God is going to make her happy. And he's never going to satisfy her like the Lord will satisfy her. No man ever will, really. Mm-hmm. So I was really just able to tell her that God can fill that void in her heart. And the love that she's searching for and striving for is really only found in him. Mm-hmm. And so it was the coolest thing. And I was able to even show her one of my songs. And then she came up to me a few days later and just told me how much the song had ministered to her heart. And for me, that was like, really? Like, that's so cool. Because I wrote, you know, Butterflies actually was the song she was talking about. And I wrote Butterflies when the Lord was really healing my heart of an unhealthy relationship that I had been in. But he was the Lord was just showing me so much how he wanted to be my first love and the love of my life. And so it was so cool for me to just relate to her in that on that level and use what the gift that God has given me to reach out to her and help her. So it was awesome.
Well, with that, I think that's a great lead-in for everyone to hear this song, Butterflies. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that song? Like, how long does it take for you to write the words for a song? Where do the words come from? Well, you kind of already said that. Came from,
you know. Yeah, it's funny because it's definitely a different journey with every song. For Butterflies, it was kind of the Lord. I had come to a place in my relationship with the Lord where he was literally overwhelming me with his love. And it was like every day I would wake up and I would just be blown away because his love was really just so present and so it just made me so aware in my life. And so Butterflies was kind of one of those songs that the Lord literally just put on my heart. And I think I sat down and I wrote Butterflies in 20 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
It doesn't happen all the time like that. No, I'm telling you, it really doesn't. But you know what? When God really, when he touches your heart in that way, like for me, there's definitely songs that it's like an immediate, like the Lord's like, I want you to write a song about this. And I think Butterflies is one of those songs because I think he knew that I was going to be able to use this song to relate to girls or guys in that stage of their lives that are going through that. You know what I mean? So he knew that that song was going to reach that girl, even if it is just that one girl. You know, it's not about the multitude. It's about the one. So I think that's where Butterflies came from. And
so did you have a napkin or did you sit down at, you know, I mean, I'm
yeah,
did
no.
you have a piece of paper, a notepad?
I was sitting in my living room at school, actually, and I was with one of my girlfriends and we were just sitting there. And I was just goofing around on the guitar, and I was like, I feel like writing a happy song. And I capoed my guitar, and I started playing these chords that are just like the happiest chords I could think of.
Uh-huh.
And I just started singing, really, just started singing what was on my heart. And then the next thing I knew, I had written Butterflies. And it's like when God really wants to give you a song, he just does it, you know? So
wow.
It was really awesome, and it's been just a fun, like, lively song that has just encouraged me and my friends and my family, and hopefully many more. So we'll see.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. So we're going to listen to this song, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we'll be back. So don't tune out. Just tune in and listen carefully to the words of this song.
with me in mind. Sometimes I don't get why. This is really love. You were sent from above.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back again. Was that song amazing or what? If you're just tuning in, you missed out on a song, but you can still go to the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you can hear the podcast and you can hear the song. And we're still, the second half, we're going to still keep on going with Nicole Croteau.
Awesome.
Musical
Croteau.
Name.
Yeah. It has a rhythm to it.
Yes, it does. A rhythm. Okay. So Nicole, you're 19 years old and you've got this talent and you work with your family, which is so amazing. I mean, not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah.
And it has to really pull the family together because you all have a common goal and a common vision.
Yes.
And God gave all of you and your family the same kind of musical talent. Mm-hmm. You know, let's talk about your family a little bit because, you know, I'm a mom and I'm a sister and all those good things. And how important is it to have a family that can talk and love and go through the hard times together? You know, how important is that?
I think it's the most important thing beside your relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely.
For me, I think growing up, I took advantage a little bit of it. So if you have a good family out there, definitely don't take advantage of your family because it's just like Sue said earlier, you don't always have that. And I think for me now with the music, it's been just such a blessing having them involved. And every single member of my family is involved in a different aspect, in a different way. But it's allowing them each to use the gift that God has given them mm-hmm. to kind of all of us come together. And it's kind of like the body of Christ. Like, you know, we have like the hands and the feet and everyone plays a different role, but it all makes up one body. It's kind of like the same thing with my family. It's
yes.
so cool, you
yes.
know. So my mom, she does my managing and my booking, and she's really administrative in that way. And that's been so amazing just to see her. And honestly, it's been such a blessing because I'm so thankful for somebody that I can trust to do that stuff because mm-hmm. it's really the most important part of the music.
Right.
But so she's alongside of me the whole way doing that and reaching out for me. And, you know, we definitely tag team a lot in that area. So that's been cool because we not only get to work together and have our relationship, but also reach out, you know, with the music stuff. So it's been
right.
really cool.
And then you've got your sister, Olivia.
I do. Yes. Olivia. She is, like I said earlier on the show, my armor bearer, I call her. She's my younger sister. She is 16. But she really is just such a solid person. And her relationship with the Lord is so mature for how old she is. And really in my music, she sings harmony on every song. So on the album Anchors and Silhouettes, you're going to hear her on every song. And she's just so full of life and so, like I said earlier, solid. So it's been really cool to see her step up and be a part of this. And she's really owning it for herself. And I think she should, because it's definitely not just a me project. It's definitely, like I said, a family thing. You know, it's a gift that the Lord has really given my whole family. So it's been awesome.
So let's describe what family life is. We described a little bit about your personal time with the Lord and what that looks like.
Yeah.
Family time. Do you guys eat dinner together?
Yes, we do.
Do you pray together?
We do, yes.
Okay, when there is a trial or a tribulation, how is that done? You know, does the dad say, okay, everybody, team huddle? Or, you know, how does that, what does that look like? Because not everybody has the same family. A lot of dysfunction out there.
Definitely.
Right?
I always say there's no such thing as a perfect family. There's
true.
A little bit of dysfunction in every family.
Absolutely.
But I'm definitely blessed to have a family that does all the things you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And recently we actually had a loss in my family.
Oh.
Yes, my grandmother passed away of cancer. But to see how my family reacted in that time, because we have the Lord and He's really our everything and He's our strength, you know, in those times. To see all of us come together, you know, my dad, obviously the head of the family, being the spiritual leader,
mm-hmm.
really just reached out to all of us. You know, my mom right under him. My parents kind of came over our family kind of like as a covering and just was there for me and my brother and sister in that time. You know, if we needed to talk, like they're totally willing and open to talk. But the thing I love about my parents is that they're so vulnerable as well. Like they're willing to tell us what they're going through, so that we don't feel like we're the only ones, kind of a thing, you know? So it's just definitely this healthy balance of, like, you know, we're all humans. We're all not perfect. We're all going to go through these things. But it's important to realize that we all, like you said, have one goal and one purpose and one focus, and that's the Lord. And so it's really cool seeing us kind of all be one in this time. And with the music, it just does the same thing. We just all are brought closer together. So.
Right.
It's awesome.
Because you have a common goal and a common vision, and the Lord talks about that.
Yes.
Right?
He does.
Seek ye first.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah, the kingdom of God.
Right on. So you have a 12-song, I asked you if you should call it an album or a CD, and I guess either one works.
Yes, either one.
Right. So talk about that a little bit. Let's promote you a little bit, okay? It's okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. So go ahead.
All right. Well, I just finished recording the album Anchors and Silhouettes, coming out on the 13th mm-hmm. of March. So it's 12 songs, like you said, and there's a lot of love songs on the album, all about the Lord. And it's really just, I think the album is really just kind of tells the story of what I've been through the past 3 years of my life
mm-hmm.
and kind of where my relationship with the Lord has taken me. And it's the coolest thing, really, just to hear it all come together now that it's releasing and to be able to share that with the world. And it's really a humbling thing. But, yeah, so I'm really excited. Each song has its own story. You know, mm-hmm. each song comes from personal experience. And there's a lot of fun songs, but then there's a lot of, you know, really deep, just this is my heart songs. So I'm really excited.
That is very exciting. And you are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. So the 12 songs, did you write all 12?
I did, yes.
Okay.
I wrote
you
all
and the Lord,
songs.
Right?
Me and the Lord. Yeah. The lyrics are really important to me. So yes.
Right. They are to me, too. You know, music is great, but the lyrics is what feeds you.
Yeah.
You know, it gets way down there.
Definitely.
Yes. Gets to the heart of the matter. Okay, so we've talked about your family. We've talked about the album, CD, whatever you want to call it. And it's called again?
Anchors and Silhouettes.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I've always had this weird, crazy obsessions with anchors.
Uh-huh.
Ever since I was younger, I wear the same anchor necklace.
I see it.
Every single day for the past 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't wear it, I tell people they can give me a hard time. So it's kind of something that I'm known by. But really... there's a verse, my favorite verse, Hebrews 6:19, that talks about Christ being the anchors for our souls and being firm and secure. And he kind of took up the position of going into the inner sanctuary before us and making a way for us to be able to have that communion with God the Father, you know. So the anchor really represents him. And then the silhouettes kind of represents us as humans, because when we're born on this earth, we're dark figures, you know, we're just kind of, we're not really that great. We're imperfect. So it's kind of the contrast between the anchor that we need and us as silhouettes holding on to that.
Amazing. Amazing. There's just such a vision there. You have a visual. There's a visual that goes with your music and your words, and it just all comes together in this wonderful package.
Awesome, yeah.
Anchors and Silhouettes is the album CD that is going to be available.
March 13th.
March 13th.
Yes, yes. And Dream Records has been so amazing through the whole process, too. It's been, God's, not only is my family just so important to me in this, mm-hmm. but just to have a label that's supporting me and it's like a family, mm-hmm. I think the whole thing is just such a blessing from the Lord. So,
right. And Dream Records is the reason that you're here, because I had Lance on
yeah.
quite a while ago, and it was amazing with him because I just met him at church, the church we go to.
Right.
And I met him, and the pastor actually suggested, hey, you need to meet this guy. And I said, okay. So he's a young guy. I'm not so young anymore. And we actually carpooled to save gas. And I'm sitting in this vehicle with this person that I just met. And we had to drive for an entire hour and talk. And we never stopped. I kept asking him questions. He kept answering. And he was so open. And it was amazing, because why aren't we always that vulnerable or that transparent
yeah.
or that open? But because I wanted to learn more so I could talk more and be closer to him.
Yeah.
You know, he was open. I was open. And I learned so much
yeah.
about him. And afterwards he goes, wow, you know more about me than people that I've known for a long, long time. And I'm like, yeah. well, you know, I mean, it's really nice to get to know people to that level. And he was a wonderful person to have on, and just going through his trials and tribulations and where God has brought him. It's amazing.
Definitely.
And he is very excited about you. Very excited
yes.
about you, your talent,
that.
what you're doing. And he's the one that contacted me and said, hey, would you like to have her on the show? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And we got this within 2 days, man. Just boom.
Yeah, it's been kind of like
a whirlwind.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom was great. You know, she got your bio together with you and the questions. And we are on the air. And it's amazing. And you are something else. What can I say? You sent me another song. I didn't get to listen to it. What was the name of that song?
The other song's called Amazing.
Actually. Oh, amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to hear that one.
You can make a lot of puns off of this next song.
You can?
Yeah, because people always come up to me after they hear it, and they're like, that was amazing, like trying to, you know, make something funny. But it's really fun. I love the next song. When you get a chance to hear it, it's just definitely a full of life.
Well, we're going to play it. We're going to
awesome.
Play it. How
Let's
about
do
that?
It.
Okay, we're going to play it. But before we play it, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay.
That
yeah.
song.
Amazing is, well, it's funny.
Amazing.
It's funny. It's funny because we actually picked two of the songs that took me the least amount of time to write.
Oh, boy.
But they're, for some reason, they're like the most fun. They're the most fun on the album. And I think mm-hmm. that's because they just have a straight, clear point to them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing is kind of one of those songs. It is a love song, but it's just about, you know, just thinking, like, with your relationship with the Lord,
uh-huh.
it can be so amazing. And it's kind of thinking, like, letting your mind go, like, I'm so excited to see what's going to come out of this, I guess is what the song is saying. Like, I'm so excited for the future to see what's going to come out of this relationship. And so, yeah, it's definitely one of those ones. It kind of has a little bit of a hoedown feel to it. So you kind of just want to dance when you listen to it.
Oh, I'm always wanting to dance anyway.
Right.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this song, Amazing, by Nicole Croteau.
Getting late, I'm trying to figure out what to do, if I should go to bed or maybe just rest my head, 'cause I can't stop thinking about what you said this morning. And as I sit in the same spot all day, I contemplate every single word you say. I wanna let you know just how far I'd go, 'cause I think we would be amazing. The wind is blowing, the trees swaying back and forth, and I hate knowing, I couldn't think about more than right now.
It's like 10:15.
Ooh, I adore you. Am I waiting?
calling you to let you know what I think that we should do. I wanna let you know just how far I'd go, 'cause I think we would be
Man, you are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. So that leads us right into the next question. Where do you think God, or where do you see God leading you, like 5 years down the road? Where do you see you?
Where do I see me? Well, 5 years is it's a long time, but it isn't a long time, I guess.
When you get to be my age, it's a blink.
Yeah.
Is it not?
So I think for me, the Lord has just been showing me so much not to limit him and not to limit what he can do and the doors that he can open. As I've seen, like even being here with you, Sue, it's like such a spur of the moment door that the Lord opened. And you know, right. We were talking about Lance, and it's like God just sets up all these connections. And the next thing you know, like 10 years down the road, you're like, oh, that's why I met that person 10 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So in 5 years from now, I can honestly tell you that I don't know. And I'm okay with that, because I'm so not going to limit what God can do through my music, through the ministry that he has kind of just started me into. Like, I feel like I'm just at the beginning of what he's going to do. So in 5 years, if I'm still playing my guitar and writing songs, I will be the happiest girl in the world, you know? But we'll see. I'm just excited to see what the Lord has, and I'm down for anything. I'm ready to, you know, move, pick up, and go wherever he asks me to go. So we'll see. I'm excited, though. It's definitely a journey. It's definitely a, I always say it's like the story. It's like the story has just begun. And, yeah. And every day is like a new page in the story, you know?
Right.
So I'm
right.
Really excited. It's going to be.
You could write a book.
You know what? It'd be fun. Maybe I should look into that. Maybe I should start praying about that.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah. Why not? Don't limit.
Don't limit. No limits.
That's good for all of us out there listening. You know, don't limit what God can do for you. You know, you can be the one that's saying no when God really wants to say yes.
Yeah.
So when you think you can't do it, maybe you can't, but God can do all things.
You know, it's funny that you say that, too, because I think a lot of times as humans, we don't even realize we're limiting what God can do and what the Lord wants to do in our life.
Uh-huh.
But something he's taught me is not to even put expectations on him. Be in constant expectation and expectancy, I guess is a better word. Be in constant expectancy, but don't put expectations.
That's quite different.
It is.
It is different.
But you know what? If you're living in a spirit of expectancy and you're like, Lord, I know that you're going to do something and I'm just waiting on your timing.
Right.
Then you're never going to be let down.
Right.
You're always going to be taken
surprise.
To the next level. Yeah.
You're
surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your words blown away.
Yeah. Blown
those
away.
Are your words. I love those words. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we've just got a little time left. So I want to ask you this question for... You already mentioned your favorite scripture.
Right. Yeah.
If, let's say there's someone out there, which I know there is, okay? I know there's someone out there that's hurting. Mm. And we all go through stages, and we all hurt. Like you said, you know, butterflies was kind of like a healing thing for you because you had gone through a relationship and, you know, God brought you through. And the song appeared. It just kind of came out of you. So there's people out there that are hurting. And for whatever reason, we don't know the reasons. They know the reasons. What would you say to them?
I think what I would say is that no matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter what kind of hurt, what kind of situation, that God's love is the same in every single situation, that His grace is always sufficient. You know, it talks about that in the Word, in the Word of God, that, His grace is always sufficient. So it doesn't matter even what you've done in your past. It doesn't matter even 5 minutes before you you're hearing this, you could have done something, you know, that you regret or that you're ashamed of. But it's not the regret or the shame that matters. It's what you choose to do with that. And I think I would just tell you that if you can think 1 second, if you can get outside of that and you can start to think about the love of God and how much He just wants to be your best friend and He wants to be your savior and the love of your life, then the next, like I'm telling you, the next day He could have you in a different circumstance, in a different situation, because His love is so great that He wants to reach down and pluck you up out of what you're going through. You know, He's our savior. So He's kind of like the knight on the horse that wants to come and grab you and ride away with you into the sunset. You know, that's what I always think. He's there to go through what you're going through with you, but He's there to help you get out of it as well. So I guess I would just say, give Him a chance. And I promise that you will not be let down, because He's faithful and He will never let you down. And I've learned that coming from personal experience. He'll never fail you. He's faithful, He's faithful, He's faithful. And I could say it all day long, you know, so I think that's definitely what I would tell you guys out there that are listening to this, that are going through something. It doesn't matter what you're going through. He's faithful.
And it's His timing, not your timing, right?
Yes, definitely.
So there's long suffering. Sometimes things are short lived and we get through those. And there's other times where it's longer suffering.
Yeah, definitely.
But He is still faithful.
And not to, I think in those times, not to get discouraged when it is longer than you were hoping for. And you're praying and you're fighting through that, not to get discouraged, because when you look back, once He has brought you through that and you look back, you'll see maybe why He allowed you to go through that longer than you wanted to be in it. And He can really use that testimony to help other people going through similar situations.
That's true. Those testimonies are incredible, too. They're very powerful, and it gives hope. And you said that, that's what you're about, and that's what this ministry is about.
Yeah.
Is to give hope.
Definitely.
Right?
I think, well, I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus Christ is the hope that every generation is looking for. And once, I feel like once you taste that hope, you don't want to go back, you know? So my heart is really just to get out there and show everybody the hope that I found in Jesus Christ and the love that I found in Him. And yeah, just like you said, it's the hope. It's the hope. So,
you know, some people listening are going to say, oh, what could she know about pain and suffering? She's got this loving Christian family that seems like they've got it all together, you know?
Yeah.
And there's people that don't have that, that they have a father that's an abuser or a father that's not even there or an alcoholic father or something. And so it is difficult out there, and we all have our own trials and tribulations that we need to go through. And to you, I'm just going to say that all God wants is for you to reach up. You need to ask for Him, because He won't come down and just snatch you up. You have to ask. So the first decision you need to make is not that you need to improve upon, you need to change anything you're doing, except for that you need to look up and you need to ask God into your heart. He's already there. He wants you. He wants you so bad that if you were the only person on this earth, that He died for you. And when you really grab a hold of that, it's life changing. So I'm just saying to you, listener, that if you are hurting, I hurt right along with you. I'm feeling your pain right now. And all I'm saying is that the only thing you need to do is you just need to ask Him into your heart. Ask Him, and He'll be there for you, because that's what He says. And He is true to His word. So just ask Him. And if it's right now, just do it right now. Don't wait. Because if not now, when? Do it now. And life will change for you. And it might not happen right away. And the next thing is to find somebody that you can trust, that you feel safe with, and tell that person what you're struggling with. You have to get out of the secret. Get out of the secret. Become true to yourself. Become true to one person. And choose that person wisely. Because you can always find people that are going to tell you what you want to hear. Mm. But you want to find that person that's going to tell you what you need to hear. So that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. If you need a check-off list, that's your list. That's what you need to do. Oh, man, just do it. Please do it. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. So let's move along now. And we've heard two of your songs now, and they're amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. I love that word, amazing. So butterflies and amazing. Yes. So you don't really know what to expect with what's going to happen. You're just you're in expectancy.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to finding out and seeing what God does in your life. Do you picture yourself married?
Hallelujah. Yes, I definitely picture myself married.
And do you picture yourself with children?
Definitely, yes.
Do you have in your mind how many you might have? If you had your way.
If I had my way, I would say no more than three.
But
you know what? I always say that we go with what we're comfortable with, and I think that's probably because I'm in a family of three children.
Right. And that's true.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed when I hear somebody has seven kids. And
I know.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It would be fun. You would have a lot of adventures, a lot of brothers and sisters to do crazy things with.
That's true. You could have your own little team or your own band.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you almost have that now.
Almost.
So is the Holy Spirit tugging on you at all as far as something that we haven't hit on that you feel would be really worthwhile to even one person? Because that's all that matters is that one person. Now, you'll be heard by many people because this is simulcasted.
Right.
So, you know, it's going all over the place. So is there something tugging on you at all that you'd want to share?
You know, just tagging off of what you were even just saying, Sue, about how he's waiting for you to ask. He's waiting for you to cry out. He knows you're going to cry out before you even do it. Mm-hmm. And I definitely know this from experience, but it's like what you said, he's waiting. He's waiting there. It's like there's a door, and the only thing between you and God is just that door. And he's knocking on the door, and he's pounding on the door, and he's just waiting for you to open it. He's just waiting for you to make the first step. You know, I always think, I can make one step, but I know that God's going to run 20 towards me when I make that one step, you know? So definitely just what you said just really hit home with my heart, too. God is waiting to come to your rescue. All you have to do is cry out for the help, you know? It's so funny. I always think about fairy tales and how a lot of times people are like, you know, fairy tales aren't true. That's not true. That's not real. That's not real. But, you know, I think the only fairy tale that is real is Jesus Christ, and that he came and literally died because he loves us so much. And that is the fairy tale that we can hold on to, you know, and it is just making that one step towards him and him making that 20 towards us. And yeah, so I would just reaffirm what you said. And just if God's tugging on your heart, it's not too late. It's never too late. Just go to him, call to him, and he'll meet you where you are. And he'll journey with that through you. And that just really touched my heart too, you know, and that's something that I've had to go through a lot as well. I'm looking back, and like you said, I come from a Christian home, and a lot of people would ask me, you're only 19, you know, you grew up in a Christian home. How could you know what suffering is? How could you do this? And you know, I mean, I haven't had to go through some things that a lot of people sadly have to go through in the U.S. and around the world every single day. But I will say that the things that I have had to go through, God has met me where I was every time. And everybody's journey is different. But I will say that he's never let me down, you know. And I guess I always think, like, don't look at anybody else's walk. Don't compare. Because when you compare and compete, you live in defeat.
Oh, I've never heard that before. I'm gonna write that down. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
I love those sayings, you know? I'm gonna make a book one day and I'm gonna have all these sayings.
I know, one-liners. Yes, I'm such a sucker for one-liners.
I know.
But good. Yeah, definitely. Compare and compete and live in defeat. And I think that goes even with testimonies. I used to, believe it or not, Sue, I used to be mad that I didn't have my own testimony, quote unquote. But, and then,
you weren't all bad and then got all good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like sometimes that is the strongest testimony too, because it's personal. It's for what's for you, you know, and it's what God allows you to walk through and what he pulls you out of. And now that I look back, I kind of wish that I wouldn't have ever thought that, because I did some things that I'm like, why did I do that? You know, but God's good. So he always comes to your rescue.
Right. You know, my daughter, same thing. You know, she's around people that have these huge testimonies. And I've heard people say, you know, well, I don't really have a testimony. And I'm saying, yes, you do, because you've walked the straight and narrow. And even though we sin, you still walked that walk.
And that's
an incredible testimony. Yeah. So thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been amazing. Really fun. I'd like to go another hour, darn
it.
Yes. Anyway, we'll have you back on, okay, after it comes out and all that happens, okay?
Yes, definitely.
You've been listening to the Sue Free Show, and we're done for today. We've been listening and talking to Nicole Croteau and her album. You need to go get it. It's Anchors and Silhouettes. Anchors and Silhouettes. Go get it, because it'll be out when you hear this show. Until next week, God bless you and make yourself a blessing to someone today. Bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.